Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. We're going to argue about the Penguins. We have an update on Paul Evans. He actually returned to the sidelines this year, Ron. The old Pitt coach at 77 went to Admiral Farragut Academy right near his house in Annapolis. Said he got a call from one of the board members and is coaching high school. He has coached a little bit of high school in the intervening years as well, but not for a while. So that's what's up with
him. Never back in major college basketball, though. Hard to believe.
Unbelievable.
All right, Joe, I can't wait
any longer. You have an email.
I am coming out of my chair here.
Okay.
I almost dropped my phone because I was thinking of you. The headline on this is Mike Ditka's charity, Gridiron Greats, and Pork Rind Appreciation Day.
We're going to get Ditka.
No. Hang on. You're getting excited on me here today. Good morning, it says. We're celebrating Pork Rind Appreciation Day, same day as the Super Bowl, with our NFL ambassadors. We're, of course, continuing to support Gridiron Greats, which is Coach Ditka's charity. We have Carl Eller, who we've already had,
yes,
and Mike Golick available for interviews to talk about Coach's charity, football, and pork rinds. That is up our alley, isn't it?
So, Sean was in my ear. Who's the spokesman this year, Ron?
Carl Eller, which we've already had on.
Yeah.
Do you like pork rinds, Carl?
Yes.
I sure do. And then Mike Golick.
Can we have Golick on?
We can reach out and try to have him on.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Do we still have Carl Eller, Sean? Carl, do you like pork rinds?
I sure do.
You know, Starkey asks Pombiani every week, Bob, do you like pork rinds? Every single week. Nothing means more to him than pork rinds.
Yeah.
Now, we had on Joe Green. You said one of your great moments in your career is asking Joe Green if he likes pork rinds.
Yes.
We had Carl Eller. We asked him. And now we can try to reach out for Golick.
Golick. Yeah, I think he's next. I thought you might finish that with somebody like Jim Kelly or Thurman Thomas was coming around.
I only can control what I can control here.
Let's hear that one more time, Seth. I really love that. That the great Carl Eller. This actually happened. Carl, do you like pork rinds?
I sure do.
Oh, so we got to have anytime we can talk about pork rinds, we're pretty happy, aren't we?
Oh, is that good. Ron, let's get back to the Penguins. Are they a better team than last year? You're not feeling optimistic. I am, for the simple reason that this team is designed largely, I think, around Letang and Petrie on that blue line. They want those two guys to carry the mail, so to speak.
Right.
Petrie played 26 minutes and something last night. He had like 20 seconds more than Letang. Letang walks back into the lineup after a month and everything he's been through.
Yeah, doesn't miss
26
a minute.
Minutes.
Right.
So, listen, if you tell me that they're not going to have Jari again, then forget it. But if you tell me they do have Jari, I really like this team. 16-5-5 when he's in goal. And I think they're in very good position right here. I don't think that teams are going to catch them. They've got games in hand. I think they're going to move up if they stay. Health is always the factor.
Of course. You know what I don't like, Joe? I don't like the style that they play, the up-and-down way they play. And I've been saying this for a couple years. I think they're built for the regular season, but not for the playoffs. I don't know that they're physical enough for the playoffs. Their guys get beat up. They have no answer for that. I don't like the way Dumoulin is playing at all. I thought he had another really rough night last night. Although, you know, the pass to Letang on that deflection was good. You just can't continue to play up and down like that. And you're not going to win many games 7-6, even though they have great firepower. I just think they need to play more like they did against New Jersey on a more regular basis than they did last night. Again, it was, like you said, 1 of 82. It was entertaining as hell. But, you know, they fell behind 2-0, I believe, 4-3, 5-4. You can't keep coming back, especially in the playoffs. And they've been doing too much of this, you know, early in games, giving up early goals. I don't know. I just, something's missing for me, and I'm not quite sure what it is. But if Jari is healthy and at the top of his game, they got a shot. And if he's not, they don't. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, and I think that ties into, I actually do think that, especially this year, they are built for the playoffs. I thought they played well in their last two playoff series. They simply didn't have the goaltending, to me. And now this year they've tried to add physicality, especially on their blue line in the form of Ruta and maybe a little bit with Petrie as well. I do think they're better positioned, but I thought they were pretty well positioned and built for the playoffs the last 2 years. You know, that Rangers team that they were better than went on to play a seven-game series against Tampa. I think the Penguins were capable of that.
Yeah. No, you're right. We'll see. I mean, that's just...
Give me the goalie.
That's what you need, you know. But you just, it's just hard for me to believe how you go from a great playing style 2-1 game and that you lose in overtime and then to a 7-6 game. And I think it drives Sully crazy, too.
Have they done a lot of that, though?
They've been up and down. I mean,
well, yes, they've been inconsistent.
7-game losing streak and a 6-game losing streak, and I think in between they were 14-2-2. So we'll see. It's a long way to go. You know, P.A.O. Joseph didn't play much last night, did he? He and Ruedel didn't get a lot of ice time.
I don't know.
I don't believe. You know, and I don't think Dumoulin has never been the same player since that ankle surgery.
No, that's troubling. And it's the story of Dumoulin.
He was such a good player for so long. And we'll see. You know, they're the oldest team in the league, or at least they were starting the year. Are they going to run out of gas towards the end? That's something to monitor, too.
Yeah, that is something to monitor.
I don't know that Jeff Carter is adding too much.
No,
but their
bottom six is what troubles
now,
me.
Now, yesterday, last night, the fourth line was the best line.
Yeah.
I mean, the third line was the one that didn't do too much. The third and fourth lines are getting all the scoring before last night. I think Heinen had a 4-point night last night.
Yeah.
First goal since October 22nd. Gets a goal and has 4 points, and he's been streaky, so maybe we'll see. But they need more out of the bottom six.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Hextall making a move there.
No doubt.
But if the issue is inconsistent defensive play, when you're without your goalie and your best defenseman, two of them, then that to me is the easy explanation. I don't think they're suddenly going to turn into the 80s Penguins, Ron. They're too smart. They're too well coached. And their best players know they can't do that. I think they're going to be okay down the stretch if Jari comes back. I don't know what his problem is right now.
What happened to him? Incredibly weird. You know, Sullivan, of course, offers nothing last night, saying it's an upper body injury. After the skate yesterday, Sullivan goes, Jari will start tonight.
Yeah.
And he showed up. What happened? Wasn't feeling well. Upper body. You know, I thought maybe he was sick. You wish he was sick. Upper body injury. And DeSmith said he found out 5 minutes before the game he was starting.
Ron.
And had that empty seat on the bench.
Very strange. Very strange situation. I also saw yesterday that McDavid is like lapping people in terms of odds for the MVP. They might as well call that off right now.
Yeah,
he has 88 points in 48 games and 40 goals.
Amazing.
What's he on pace for here, Ron?
Amazing.
Hold on and let me figure it out. There's no competition.
Clearly,
he's the best player in the world. He's the MVP.
Clearly the best player in the world. You know, we had Tyler Kennedy on. We've had Jay Caulfield on. And Jay's coming on today, I believe, at 1, that says you see him do stuff that nobody else does. Nobody else can do it. And I remember, you know, talking to Craig Patrick, who's watched games forever, and Eddie Johnston, who's watched it forever in 10 years, saying they've never, ever in their life seen anyone skate like he skates. And who was it last year before they played Edmonton? I think it was Sullivan, who said, you know, he has such speed that you have to back off. If you don't back off, he blows by you. And
yeah,
if you do back off, he has enough puck sense, game sense, that he'll find the open guy. Nobody does what he does. I love Sid. Sid's not as good as he is right now. Maybe not as good as he ever was at his best.
Well, he's on pace.
He's got to win. He's got to win something, too.
Not to get the MVP, though.
No, not to get the MVP.
He's on pace for 68 goals. This guy has a chance to score 70. And he's on pace for 150 points. So there's no competition here. None. They might as well hand him the Hart Trophy before his next game.
The speed of what he does is just incredible.
How much do you put on him for not winning?
You know, obviously he needs help. He plays with Dreisaitl, who's another great player. But they've, you know, the franchise has done poorly surrounding him. Their goaltending, they've had issues there. You know, I don't follow them closely enough. But, I mean, unfortunately, those guys are always going to be mentioned. The great ones, how much did their team win?
Yeah.
I mean, Ovechkin may end up as the all-time greatest goal scorer. If he hadn't won that cup a couple years ago, people would have always been said, yeah, but.
Yeah, the thing is with McDavid, he's never had close to the best team.
Right.
Ovechkin had the President's Trophy winning teams that didn't win. To me, that's different, Ron. He's had a great player, but I'm looking at the Oilers year by year, fifth in the West, 14th, 12th, 14th, 4th. He's never had close to the best team. And last year, they actually had a pretty dramatic run where they got to the conference finals against an Avalanche team that's a million times better than them.
Right.
So I don't know. I look at him as Barry Sanders. He's like an all-time great legendary player and just doesn't have enough around him to win.
I think we've talked about this before. How long is he staying in Edmonton?
That's a great question.
How long?
Let me ask you this.
Hey, they got rid of Gretzky left there.
If Gretzky were on this era's Oilers, or Mario, or Sid, or Bobby Orr, or Gordie Howe, do they win a cup so far?
Probably not.
I don't think so. I can't hold this against this guy.
Probably not. But I'll tell you, you talk about a guy worth watching a game for just to see what he does.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Incrinculant.
I was going to say it. Yeah. You beat me to it.
Sean, you should have jumped in there with Incrinculant.
Would you like your little treat now, Joe?
Ron, it's one treat after another. You know what? Tease to that treat. What is it, my birthday? Every time I turn around, there's a treat.
He just keeps...
A little treat.
He keeps jumping in.
But this one I like, Ron.
Oh, it's a treat for you. Ron, not so much.
No treats for Ron? Can you make a treat for Ron before the end of the show so we can have something for the whole class?
I will see what I can put together.
You and Joe Kopp used to come up with those great cookie surprises.
Oh, were they
great? We're about due for one.
Remember Cabali was three of them? Now that's unbelievable.
I remember Jerome was one. I think Leland was one.
We had one other really good one. Who was it, Ron? Jerome was a treat, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so was Leland.
That made your day.
If I'm talking my two favorite people all time, Jerome and Leland.
And me.
That's Jerome your three stars. Jerome and Leland.
Your three stars.
Jerome and Leland.
Fan Hotline, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Sean has a treat for me next. We have Bob Nightingale Hall of Fame voter coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about that as well coming up here. It's a one-man class, and there are some people missing, I think. Ron's a voter. We'll talk about it. And then later in the show, the NFL Awards finalists are out. Let's talk all about that. Ron?
Joe, I want to talk to you about Mr. Reuter Plumbing, Pittsburgh's best plumbing company. And Bob Beal would like you to become a part of his team. It's 20 years in this market, growing bigger and stronger and better every single day. They're looking for customer service reps. They're looking for commercial plumbers, residential plumbers. Man, you owe it to yourself if you're looking for a new career, maybe, or just a job. You owe it to yourself to check out Mr. Reuter Plumbing. As I said, 20-plus years in this market, 50 trucks out on the road every day. They have the best equipment and the best trucks, but they also pay the best wages with the best benefits. And who wouldn't be interested in that? Write down the phone number and check it out, 412-ROOTER-2, 412-ROOTER-2. The website, MrRooterPittsburgh.com, can answer any questions you might have. If you are looking for work, and I mean a career, a productive, lucrative career, you owe it to yourself to check out Pittsburgh's number one premier full-service plumbing company, Mr. Reuter Plumbing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I've been promised a treat by Mr. Sean Myers. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I eagerly await this, Sean. You're up here.
So I was tuning in yesterday, even though I was not here. I always enjoy listening to you guys. And something towards the end of the show kind of caught my attention. So I figured I would give you your due credit because I went back this morning, found a quick clip, and without any further ado.
Ron? I'm going to say Penguins 4, Florida 3. The Penguins finally learn how to win an overtime game.
2-8, I think, this year. How does that happen with their team? The players that they have.
It's incredulent.
They're 2-8.
So they got the overtime win. Now, you're a little off on some of the details, but they finally won an overtime game.
So you need to find the Joe
Is
said
that
it
the
would.
Treat?
That you were
it was
right
a great one.
You picked the overtime win last night.
I'm hot lately, Ron, on my picks.
Yeah,
you have to admit that.
No, you are.
You killed me in the regular season.
But you're killing me in these
And
post-season
I give you credit
games.
For that. You did. And that's the real test is the regular season. But I'm hot in the playoffs.
Yes, you are.
I've picked every game straight up except for Tampa. Who beat Tampa? Dallas. The Dallas-Tampa game.
You are at this point. No, you didn't get every game right. You are 6-4.
No. Straight up, I've picked the winner of every game.
Oh, okay. The points.
Not the points.
You're 6-4 against the line. I'm 3-7 against the line.
Right.
So you're plus 3 on me with only three
games
remaining. I'm
9-1 straight up. I picked this Penguins game.
What do you mean straight up? When did you pick them?
Who wins the game?
When did we do that? Did you?
I do that on my own, Ron.
Oh, okay.
Or you can actually look it up in those games, though.
Okay.
Even within the spread, I'm getting the team right every time. For example,
the
Jacksonville Kansas City game. I picked Kansas City to cover. They didn't cover, so I lose on the spread. You know what I mean, Ron?
You lost. You had Minnesota against the football Giants. You lost that one. You had Cincinnati against Baltimore. You won the game but lost on the points.
Won the game.
And you had Tampa against Dallas. You lost that one. So you lost two.
Two. He's right. Listen to this now.
Kansas City.
He's ruining my treat.
Kansas City, you had winning, but they didn't cover. Neither one of us had. And then you had Philly, Cincy, San Francisco, all wins last
And
week.
At the beginning of the
You're
season.
You're very, very good at this. I am.
At the beginning of the season, I had Cincy, San Francisco in the Super Bowl. I'm very proud of that, Ron.
And it could happen.
It could very well happen.
I had the Chargers, for God's sake.
I don't blame you for that, Ron. Nobody does. They had injuries and apparently problems with their offensive coordinator. Not that those are familiar to anybody here. Hey, tomorrow is Steiny's birthday. How do you guys want to celebrate?
I just saw that on the board out there. Yeah. Steiny has no use for us anymore. He doesn't like us. He wants to get out of here. He's tired of us abusing him.
Yeah, he's been very cold. Do we have any Steiny clips back there?
He probably doesn't want us to wish him even a happy birthday.
Thoughts on Steiny? I mean, behind the scenes, it's natural. You guys are competitors, all the producers back there. You're all vying for the same thing. No.
He's a good man.
I know, but you can't deny that you're all competitors back there. You want to get on the shows. You probably all want your own shows, right, Ron?
I would think they do.
Yeah, there's a natural competition, as there is with hosts.
It's about bringing out the best in one another, and that's what we do.
Competition brings out the best.
Steiny doesn't even try. He doesn't bring out the best in anybody. Sean, does he?
I think today's his last day here, right?
And tomorrow's his birth. Is today his last day?
That's what I was told when I was walking in today.
Is he here?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
Ron, if Steiny's here, I think we should bring him in and say goodbye.
Give him a big old hug.
If I bring him in here, all three of us, can we sing happy birthday to Steiny?
Sure.
if we do it in barbershop, well, it wouldn't be a quartet, although maybe we could get a fourth. Ron, would you like to sing, what's low, alto?
I don't know.
How do you
do
that,
I don't even know
Sean?
What I sing.
What's soprano, high?
Other than poorly.
I'm not up. I'm a terrible singer as well.
Isn't soprano the high one? Alto's low and middle. Which would you prefer? I'll give you first pick in the draft. Are you a singer?
I am not at all.
That'll be even better.
With that great voice.
I think he goes low, Ron.
See, Pompeiani has the great voice, and he can sing.
Yeah, and he's willing to sing.
Seth doesn't sing.
You be medium, Ron. Seth will be whatever baritone, I think it's called, right? You're the baritone, and I'll just go high. I'll be like Tiny Tim. Do you have a Tiny Tim clip back there, Sean?
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Yeah, look for that. This is how I'm going to sing. If you
I
can
should
find
have had
it.
That prepared. My mistake.
Yeah, go find Tiptoe through the tulips.
Through the tulips.
If you could. Ron, now I'm fascinated with this topic. And just throw it in here, even if one of us is talking, because I want to hear that, Seth. How soon before McDavid cracks the top four or five in NHL history? He already is fourth in points per game. It goes Gretzky, Mario. They're a million miles ahead of everybody in points a game. Nobody's close. Then Bossy, which, by the way, we watch Connor McDavid. We marvel at his numbers.
You can sing like that, Joe, when we sing
yeah,
the Steiner.
Yeah, yeah. This is live,
that
no
was on
less.
Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
You know him. You know who he married, don't you? You remember who he married, dear Seth?
I have no
who
idea.
Who did he marry?
Miss Vicky.
Did he?
I think she was like 18. I showed you that picture of him with his bride on Johnny Carson.
She became Miss Tim.
Miss Vicky.
What was his real name, Ron Tiny Tim?
I don't know. I believe he has since passed.
Can you look that up, Seth? Tiny Tim's last name?
Look up Tiny Tim's wedding. When it was on Johnny Carson.
I mean, I hate to go this far in the past. We started the show with former pirate Johnny Dickshot, and now we're talking about
Tiny Tim.
I don't know what we're doing, really.
That doesn't change. No, we never know what we're doing.
Herbert Kari is his real name?
How do you spell Kari, just out of curiosity?
That is Khaury.
Did you know that,
Ron? When did he pass?
1996.
And put down, and Google wedding with Miss Vicky.
Wait, who was Miss Vicky again? Who was she?
I don't know who she was.
Was she on like Match Game or shows like that?
I don't know. They just married her. I don't know anything about her.
And she became Mrs. Vicky then.
I guess.
Right? How soon before McDavid is on Mount Rushmore?
You know what?
Can he get there without winning cups?
I think he's going to have a hard time getting past four. You know, my now is Gretzky, Mario, or those three. I think everybody agrees on. And now I have Sid there. A lot of people will tell you how, but I can't. He's not even close to being done in his career. I would have to think he climbs into that picture. But it certainly
but
would help.
Who climbs out?
I would
That's
think
the
it would
question.
Be Sid or Howe. It would certainly bolster his case to win one.
I don't think he can pass Sid without winning, because winning is such a part of Sid's resume.
Absolutely. That's what I said. I think he needs to win. But I don't know how he would pass or Mario or Gretzky.
No. I think those are your three. Boy, Mike Bossy. The late Mike Bossy.
I know.
Ron. He was a great goal scorer. He's third all time in points per game. That's one of the most mind-blowing stats in all of sports, that dude sits there. Now, his career was only 10 years. Is it fair to mention that because of back injuries?
Injuries are part of it.
I'm saying it's his points per game. He never had a tail off in his career because his career was only 10 years.
Right. No, I mean, I'm not holding 10 years is a long career. You know, it's not.
But not compared to other guys.
Well, you see, you know, Sid's in what, his 16th or
Even 17th? Orr, who was ravaged by injuries, played 13 seasons and more games than Bossy. It's just very odd. But I'm with you. It goes Gretzky, Lemieux, Orr, and Sid. It's not like Sid. I mean, he's seventh in points per game.
A lot of people will tell you Gordie Howe.
I know.
A lot of people will tell you, like, the older Canadians, not Canadian, older hockey people, will tell you it's sacrilege not to include Gordie Howe.
Yeah, I know. I've run into a lot of older hockey people. How can I pick a guy who's 45th in points per game? And I understand the Gordie Howe legacy and everything about it, but I can't put him in there. I'm not going to.
I have Sid as number four.
Three cups, the Olympic glory for Canada, the fact that he's seventh in points per game. I mean, and that's an 18-year career right now, or 17-year career. I mean, he's going to play over 20 years, and he's been able to maintain more or less, and a lot of it in the dead puck era. I don't really have to make his case. He's Sidney Crosby.
But I guess
when you have to make his case for top four.
Well, he's top four for me now, but, you know, McDavid isn't close to being done. So let's see over the years if he wins. And he could put up numbers, unbelievable numbers.
How much do you value all-around game?
Yeah, he doesn't play the 200-foot game that Sid does. I'll say that.
Didn't a guy just make the Baseball Hall of Fame largely on his defense, Scott Rolen, 8 gold gloves?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a question in every sport. How much do we value defense? Do we bring it up conveniently for argument's sake? Well, do we value it for Hall of Fame?
Bill Mazeroski made it for defense, and plus one particular home run.
Right. Right.
But notably defense. Yeah, I mean, Ozzie Smith, look at him. He's in defense.
I mean, one of the great boosts of Sid's resume someday when we make these comparisons is that this dude in his mid-30s was being still labeled by players around the league as the best all-around hockey player in the world.
Right.
He still is. They don't put McDavid there. Maybe the best player, certainly the best offensive player, but Sid's peers said last year he's the best all-around player. It's incredible.
Unbelievable career. And then when I saw that goal last night, that backhanded goal, there is nobody that has the backhand like he does.
If I could pay you to watch one guy in his prime, I'm going to say, Ron, we have a time machine, which we probably will have within the next 10 years. You can virtually, I'm going to put these headphones on you and these glasses. I'm going to take Ron Cook virtually to watch any player live, right down on ice level, in his prime. And I give you a choice of Gretzky, Mario, McDavid, or Crosby, or anybody else in hockey history. You get one guy you get to go see.
It's an easy call for
Who?
Me. Mario. Mm. In his prime, I mean, that reach. He could do stuff that just spectacular that would take your breath away. I would say him. Now, of current, more recent, McDavid.
I would say Gilbert Perreault, who in my youth was known as Gilbert Perrault. I'd like to see him with one more end-to-end rush, but I think my answer to that question would honestly be Bobby Orr in his prime before the knee injuries, transforming the game of hockey by what he did as a defenseman. An end-to-end rush in Boston with a helmetless 23-year-old Bobby Orr. Give me that, Ron.
That's certainly not a bad call. You know, one of the highlights for me is getting to know Eddie Johnston. I think we all would say there's nobody quite like EJ. And I've had a chance to have a beer or two with him at Neville Wood, and to listen to him tell Bobby Orr stories, it just you could sit there all day and just marvel.
Yeah.
He was Bobby Orr was his chauffeur. You know, when Bobby Orr came into the league as an 18-year-old, Eddie was a partier.
Yeah.
And it's I love to tell the story. I've told it before. You know, Orr's dad came to EJ and said, I want you to be, you know, his mentor. I think they actually lived together.
Yes.
And EJ goes, me? Are you kidding me? Don't you know my nickname is Downtown Eddie Johnston? And he goes, exactly, but that's why I want you to, you know, to lead this kid. And he ended up becoming, Orr became his chauffeur. Orr would take him to clubs, go to a couple movies, pick him up and take him home. And EJ tells the story. You know how EJ talked to you. He even bought him a chauffeur's hat. He wore a chauffeur's hat in the car.
That is unbelievable.
And they've been best friends ever since. I mean, and I've tried to call Bobby Orr on a couple of occasions, and all you need to do is say, hey, Bobby, I'm a friend of EJ, Eddie Johnston.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Bobby Orr. EJ's one of a kind.
Yeah, they didn't make two of him. That's for sure.
He played with all those guys. Last guy to play every goal, every last guy goalie to ever play every game in
every minute of every game.
Every minute of every game.
Yeah.
And he played with all those guys, Derek Sanderson and Johnny Busick and Phil Esposito. One of my highlights covering up Tampa when Esposito was working with Tampa. I don't know if he's still down there or not. Playoff series with the Penguins at PPG. I come around the corner. There's Bobby Orr and Phil Esposito talking. How much would you pay to have that conversation? And EJ goes, hey, couldn't put that on the radio. Wouldn't be fair. Wouldn't be safe.
No.
I mean, could you hear those two talking? What they experienced?
I love that kind of stuff, man. It reminds me. I often think about legendary athletes that I never got to see and what era would I have wanted to see them in. And I think I was just marking those down as you were talking. Dr. J with the New Jersey Nets in the ABA just to see a game before his knee injuries came. I mean, he was incredible in the NBA, but even then he was a shell of himself of what he was.
Injuries.
Pistol Pete in college. Bobby Orr. Satchel Paige in the prime of his career. Can you imagine showing up to a ballpark and watching that dude pitch a game from behind home plate? And it's funny because I saw, remember Phil Coyne, the usher, who passed away recently?
He was like 112, right? I mean, he was 100.
I believe it's his niece, but a relative in his family, is the mom of a kid my daughter went to school with. I saw her for the first time in 10 years today at a coffee shop this morning, and she talked about Phil Coyne. And then I remembered walking with Phil Coyne, who died at 102, the legendary pirate usher. This was about 10 to 15 years ago. I said, meet me at the Starbucks by Forbes Field in Oakland, and then let's just walk, and you close your eyes from time to time and tell me what you remember. He was there for Babe Ruth.
I know.
He remembered Babe Ruth's last home runs, which were at Forbes Field.
At Forbes Field. I know.
Stuff like
life.
That.
What a life.
Can you imagine seeing that stuff, Ron?
No, I can't.
Players used to drink over at what's now the Student Union.
Frankie Gustine's, right? Wasn't that Gustine's?
That
was the place.
That, and then it was, what was it? What was the hotel over there? The Stanley Hotel is now the Student Union?
I don't know.
He said, because they were all after.
I remember Gustine's was the bar.
Yeah, for sure. This was over to the left, which is now, I think it's the Student Union. They were all afternoon games, so guys would walk from Forbes Field and sit on the deck of, I believe it was the Stanley Hotel, and drink, Ron.
In crinkulant.
And I'm sure writers would walk up and drink with them and
Absolutely.
Get their stories.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine that, Ron? Okay. Traveling on trains and drinking beer Babe Ruth?
I tell Eddie Johnson stories. I'm so thankful I know him. I am truly thankful for that.
Seth, I had a topic that I've completely forgotten, even though I didn't forget it. I just remembered it. Coming up next, before we get to Bob Nightingale and the Baseball Hall of Fame, Mel Kiper's draft pick for the Steelers is in. I'll tell you who it is next. First, I'll tell you about Shooters. What a place this is. I may go there tonight, as a matter of fact. It's heated bays, part indoor golf, except you're shooting the ball out onto real targets on a real course, so you can measure that 250-yard drive, even if it's 150 yards, which mine sometimes are. You can play St. Andrews virtually on the screen next to you, and you can play real golf all winter long on days like this. Start a league with your friends at Shooters Golf in Wexford this winter. The place is awesome. Great food, too. Great people. Beautiful bar, TVs all over the place. Bring the family. They can do whatever they want. Eat, drink, and be merry while you play golf. Or you can just play golf. I love the place. Shooters Golf in Wexford. Go to shootersgolf.com. Slice on Broadway is here, and it's glorious. I just had a piece of mushroom pizza. What did you get, Ron?
You know, I wasn't feeling dangerous today. I just went for a couple pieces of plain.
What a place, man. What
pizza's
a place. The hoagies, the salads, the little those little rolls.
Garlic
the
knots pepper, or whatever.
Garlic knots. Yes.
Very
the
good.
The pepperoni rolls, the spinach and cheese, everything there is awesome. Mel Kiper's pick for the Steelers is out. His early one, and he has them taking, with their first pick, Joey Porter Jr.
That's a popular choice.
You like that choice, Ron?
Yeah, I do. I just hate it being a local guy. I want the best player, not the best local guy or the best one with Steeler ties. If he's the best, I'm perfectly fine with it. That's the only hesitation I have. But people say he's that good.
Do you think
they
would take him
cornerback?
Just because? Do you think that would factor into their decision?
No, but I mean, factor into it? Yeah, I do. You know, I'm sure Tomlin knows the kid very well. Joey coached for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he knows the kid, just like he got to know Pickett when Pickett was at Pitt. So I think it is a factor, but I don't know that it's the key factor. You got to be able to play. And, you know, Jack Ham loves Joey Porter Jr. as a player. That's fine. They could use a cornerback. I wouldn't be opposed to the position or the player.
Me neither. He's got the size, too. You see some corners out there very talented, but they get
overmatched.
He's got
those long arms, man.
He's 6'2". He's very aggressive. The one concern is he only had one pick in his whole career, Ron. Concerning to you?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I'd like to know what the percentage completion was against him, how many times teams actually threw to his side.
Yeah, I think I'd be in favor of that. I'd be in favor of a corner. But as Kiper says, I wouldn't be opposed to offensive or defensive line. They have another pick coming up 15 picks later.
32. Yep.
15 picks later.
Yeah, and I don't want mean that to sound wrong, but I don't want a local guy. I just the two guys I hear mentioning for the Steelers are Joey Porter Jr. and Jordan Addison.
Yeah,
because he played at Pitt.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know he had a good relationship with Pickett. I mean, I just want the best player regardless of where he played. And if it's Joey Porter Jr. at number 17, have at it, man. Have at it.
I want them to trade Deontay and draft Jordan Addison. I think there's something, too, given your quarterback, a guy that he grew up with, basically, at Pitt right. and knows really, really well. I would love to see that. And then you still have plenty of other picks to draft your positions, Ron, wherever you want.
You still need help on the offensive and defensive lines.
For sure. And there's plenty of picks with which to do that. Coming up next, Scott Rolen. It's a one-man Hall of Fame. And there's a lot of questions about Scott Rolen, about the process, about who's in and who's out. If I gave you Scott Rolen or Bill Madlock in the primes of their career, Ron, who's the better player? To me, it's Madlock.
He won four batting titles, right?
Four batting titles.
Yeah, I mean, Madlock was, you know, now Scott Rolen was the defensive wizard.
Yeah.
Probably a better defensive player than Madlock. But you could argue that. I think Scott Rolen just fell a little short for me. But he made it barely. I think he needed 75%. He got 76.7 or something. But the votes, and this is what I want to ask Bob Nightingale, in the last 5 years, Scott Rolen has made up 66%. I think his first year he got like 10%.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he's in the Hall of Fame. I don't understand that. And I see Todd Helton came really close yesterday.
Yeah.
I almost guarantee you he will make it next year. And I think Billy Wagner came close yesterday. He almost, I can guarantee, will make it next year. I just don't quite understand that. And,
well,
and Gary Sheffield, you know, he is a little further down, but next year will be his last year on the ballot. I won't be surprised if he gets in.
See, Gary Sheffield, to me, and Scott Rolen are in two different worlds. Not to mention, Scott Rolen or Dave Parker? Is that a real conversation?
Right.
Parker had 2,700 hits, an MVP award. He got MVP votes 9 different years. He had 3 gold gloves. He was in 7 All-Star games. He has more home runs and RBIs than Scott Rolen. Come on, Ron. Scott Rolen is Scott Rolen. We're talking about Parker.
It's a flawed process. Now, the only new guy that jumps out at me that comes in on next year's ballot, new guy, okay, first-year eligibility, Adrian Beltre.
I'd have to look closer at him.
I think he strikes me as being a Hall of Famer.
Manny Ramirez being kept out on account of link to steroids, right?
Multiple, yep.
Because he's an easy call for performance.
A-Rod.
What about Omar Vizquel, the domestic violence situations?
Held against him.
Has to be.
No, there's no doubt. I looked at the
vote. I mean, that has to be the reason.
He barely got like 40%.
Don't you enter new territory there. As heinous as the accusations were against him, they're now keeping people out of the Hall of Fame for things that have nothing to do with your performance on the field, right?
Right.
That's good. That's a different kind of slope because Vizquel had 11 gold gloves and more hits than Mellott, Babe Ruth, and Ted Williams. He's an easy call.
These are good questions for Bob Nightingale, USA Today, one of the most preeminent baseball writers in the country. I think he voted for four guys this year, and he didn't vote for Scott Rolen.
Very interesting. We'll talk to him next. I can't wait to hear this. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverados and Colorados are back in stock. With a great selection, stop in and online at sunchevy.com. Heavy snows turned to rain, high of 44 today and a low of 32.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.